Time for Community Matters, brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems. We are joined by Mary Jane, Katie, and Amy as Summer Kids Cafe is in the books. Year 10 is in the books, and then they're here about a fundraiser as well. So why don't we just start off, ladies, with how year number 10 went? Are you going to have a year number 11?
Of course.
Okay, yeah. Good. Well, I don't know how year 10 went. Maybe you said that's it. 10 years, a decade, that's it. I'm out of here. You dropped the mic. I just wanted to make sure.
As long as there's kids, hopefully there'll be Summer Kids Cafe.
That's true. Absolutely. If you don't have kids, that kind of would probably end that pretty quickly. But you had
Amy's
you had
got a, some statistics.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, I want to know how many kids ended up. Do you have a record year or something big, I
we
bet?
We did, yes.
I can imagine.
So our average increased from last year to 157 kids served each day.
Holy cow.
And our biggest day was 239. So that's incredible. And we hit 9,550-ish meals, but we would have broken 10,000. This year, had our season been the same length as last year. We only served for 61 days this year instead of 65 we did last year.
The record day had to be free ice cream, right? Is that, I mean, no.
No, it wasn't.
Day? What were you serving on record day? What, do you think, was anything different or was it just?
It was early.
It was early.
It was first or second week.
Okay.
Where it's not too hot yet. And oh, okay. Everybody's excited to see their.
Okay. Friends. I wonder if there was a special dessert.
It might have been one of the spaghetti days.
Yeah. You can never go wrong with spaghetti.
Exactly.
Yeah. Except every time I wear something white, that's what somehow I'm eating pasta or spaghetti. It never fails. So that's really awesome. You guys continue. Do you remember what it was like when you first started? Like how many kids you had?
20 kids a day.
20 kids a day. And they, now you said how many?
Projected we'd have 75.
157.
157. So you went up from 20 to 157 over the course of these 10 years per day.
One of the biggest draws in was we started doing activities and that really got our numbers up. And so that's been a big deal. And so this year, some of our new activities were we had a slime fun run, which was I love shooting slime at kids. It was so fun.
You love shooting stuff at kids. That's good. That's great. Coming from a teacher, yeah. I like to shoot things at kids.
It was awesome. We had a nail day and we had a fake tattoo day, which kids were wearing tattoos for a week. The CARES dogs came. We had a limbo was new this year, which was fun. And then probably one of our best things, we had bingo like normal, but we also had a 10th birthday party where we played games, we had cupcakes donated. It was it was an awesome day.
And as this grows, you get even more and more support and donations of people helping out, right? It's gotten easier to get people to help out. Yes? Yeah. No?
Yeah. Well,
sometimes.
Actually, no, it's wonderful.
Yeah.
We have more volunteers that want to do a day than we have days.
Yeah.
So
that's
and
great.
This year we had 22 days where some entity provided all the food and cooked the food. So, I mean, that was a third of our summer that people in this area donated. I mean, it's just amazing.
Yeah.
It's taken on a life of its own, for sure.
Yeah, and I imagine just the diversity of it all. Do you have a chance to actually step back for just a moment? Because you guys are busy doing so many things. But do you ever have a chance to actually step back maybe and take a wide view of what has been accomplished over these years? Have you been able to take a breath and step back and see it all?
We do.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty amazing stuff.
It is amazing.
Very cool. So you guys are here to talk about a home tour fundraiser. So explain all of this for us.
Well, it's our biggest fundraiser of the year. We started it last year. I had been involved when the hospital relay team did it before. And so, and it's great. It was a huge fundraiser last year. It's going to be a big fundraiser this year. We have 7 homes.
Yes. We also have a bake sale that'll be happening that day. So on the day of, December 2nd, people will be able to come buy tickets at Riverside Market as well as pick the items up at the bake sale starting at 10 o'clock that morning.
Mm-hmm. And so some of these featured houses, let's see, each one of your houses, right?
No, I've previously done it.
You have done it, yeah. Okay.
I did it twice.
Okay, yeah, all right.
This year our featured homes are Aaron and Sarah Stevenson's house, J.R. and Kay Simmons, Lynn Fleming, we've got Tyler and Jenny Lundeen, we've got Dean and Katie Schroeder, and then we also have the Three Hearts House,
okay,
as well as Riverside Market.
Wow, that's awesome. Is that about how many houses they normally have on this each year?
We try to have 6 and a bonus in case something happens and somebody has to drop out.
So right.
Tickets are $20, and they're on sale right now at SNS or Kettle. And it's from 1 to 4 on December 2nd.
What day of the week is that? Saturday?
Saturday.
Okay. Yeah.
It's a big Saturday in Beloit.
Yes. I was going to say there's something seems to be important. Yeah, a lot
day.
Of things going on that day. Yeah, absolutely.
And we also, you know, we have a fundraiser where we do cookies with frosting and sprinkles, and then you buy them and your kids decorate them themselves. We bake all the cookies. And so we do that for the holiday fair. And we had a lot of people ask if we could do that for Christmas. So we'll at our bake sale, we'll also have some boxes of make your own cookies.
Okay, so go through the itinerary again for everybody, just to kind of put it all in motion here in regards to the day. We know is December 2nd, but then everything's going to start at what time?
Day of ticket sales, and bake sale starts at 10 a.m. Okay. at Riverside Market.
Okay.
And then actual home tours are from 1 to 4.
Okay.
And you just do your own tour, you get your friends, and you have your brochure that has all the information about the homes in it, and Amy does them, and she does it. It's a wonderful map on the back. And then you just go as you want to. So mm-hmm. it's not a guided tour.
And do you have anywhere online to go to learn a little bit more about it or contact you, numbers or emails? The Facebook page, okay.
Yep. Summer Kids Cafe.
Okay, so find Summer Kids Cafe on Facebook.
Summer Kids Cafe.
Yeah.
On the Facebook page.
Yep. Yeah, that'd be important. Don't go the wrong one, right?
I think there's only
well, that's confusing. Yeah. Where am I? Beloit, Wisconsin? Well, I don't know how that's going to work. I've seen people fooled by that, by the way. Like there's some story like, oh, that's happening in Beloit? That's insane. It's Beloit, Wisconsin. It's a little bit different. Yes. Beloit, Kansas, just slightly. Anything else you want to add before we let you guys go? Because that's coming up very quickly here.
Yes, we're excited.
Yeah, it sneaks up on you every year, doesn't it?
we have three repeat homeowners this year, which tells you how much fun they had doing it. But they've all done different things to their houses, so it should be really interesting. Relay hasn't had a home tour for 6 years, so there was 6 years between the last home tour and this one, so it's going to be great fun. We've ordered really good weather, so that'll be nice.
I forgot who it was, and I won't throw them under the bus here, but it's not really throw them under the bus, but it was funny to me. Somebody hosted this 1 year, and they told me I did it because I knew that would force me to clean my house. I was like, that makes sense. You're going to have a lot of people coming in. I think you're going to clean your house. I'm like, wow, that's a pretty extreme way to go to make sure you clean your house. But I have to admit, we don't clean our house until somebody, like family, comes over. So I ain't going to lie about that.
These houses will be fantastic.
Yes, they will. They'll be
spotless. One of our homeowners this year used it as an excuse to do a whole bunch of painting and some renovation.
Bingo. Yeah. Was that person a woman or a man?
It was a woman, and she committed last year so that she could explain to her husband this had to get done. So,
yeah. One project turns into three or four. I know how that all goes as well. Oh, that's pretty cool. All right, December 2nd is when all that takes place, and that's the Home Tour Fundraiser in Beloit. To learn more, go to the Summer Kids Cafe Facebook page. Anything else? Got it.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Thank you to the community for all the support. I mean, it's totally volunteer run and community supported. We don't take any government money. I mean, it's just a wonderful thing for Beloit.
We couldn't do this without everybody in Beloit.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for all your work that you guys do as well. And mark down your calendars on Saturday, December 2nd. Community Matters brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems.